listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading the TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We're on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Now it is time for Quest of Hinduism, that is interaction between you and us. And today's topic is Shivratri. If you have any comments or concern, or if you want to talk about Shivratri, please call us at 832-704-9273. Again, our number is 832-704-9273. Mahashivratri. Mahashivratri means the great night of Shiva. Shivratri is the night when Shiva is said to have performed the Tandav Nritya or the dance of primordial creation, preservation, and destruction. Shivratri is also when Goddess Parvati and Lord Shiva married again. Shivratri celebrated on the 13th day of Phalgun month, the last day, the last month of Hindu calendar. The festival is principally celebrated by offerings of bell leaves to Lord Shiva, all day fasting and an all night long vigil. Shiva is worshipped in the form of lingam, a pillar often placed on it. Recepted that represents female creative energy. Together, it represents the union of organs and the totality of creation. Flowers, incense, and other offerings are made while all throughout the day the devotees chant the sacred Pancha Akshara mantra dedicated to Lord Om Namah Shiva, which is Om Namah Shiva.
Yeah, the message of Shivaratri, the 10 senses of man are the ones that are responsible for drawing us on the wrong path. There are 4 syllables, but then when you celebrate, you say Shivaratri, Shivaratri. This is close relations between the numerology and the meaning of the 4 letters. Shi symbolizes number 5, Va, it represents number 4, Ra indicates the number 2, and adding 5, 4 and 2, we get number 11. The 5 Karmendriyas, the sense organs of action, 5 Jnanendriyas, the sensory organs of perception, and the mind of a total 11. These 11 are the Rudras, the Ekadasha Rudras. What do these Ekadasha Rudras do? They drown man with the world of sensory objects, enhance their mean desires and get them to get lost in the worldly life. Beyond these 11, there are one entity that is the Paramatma, Self, Supreme Self. Only when that catches hold of the 12th, we will be able to control our sense organs. Therefore, we must take great care of the 12th entity, the Paramatma. You would increase this by chanting the names. And the 15 colors under control are the only aspect of mind to be controlled. And this was a beautiful verse and concept propounded by Sri Satya Sai Baba. And Shivratri meaning night basically symbolizes darkness. Chandramana manaso jhata chaksho suryo ajayata. There's a close relations between the mind and the moon. And in the Shivratri night, the 16 aspects and the moon and the mind of man also has 16 aspects. The 15 aspects of the moon, therefore, the mind have become overcome and just one aspect alone is left. Therefore, we are very close to the true goal. Humanity is so close to God today. Whosoever chants the name of the Lord with a pure heart will be benefited and chants that necessary to spend the time only thinking about God and allowing our mind to be diverted towards anything else. Not even a fraction of a second must be wasted during this valuable period. Time reduces every second by just a block of ice. Our lifespan continuously, just like the water, diminishes in a pot with a hole. Thus, we must take every effort to postpone everything else but worship by thinking that we must do all surrender. Great good fortune we may have got now must be experienced with all the happiness and must be made purposeful in during the worship of Shivratri.
You can call us here at 832-704-9273 with your comments about Shivratri. Thank you.
Shivoham, Shivoham. Na me mrityu shanka, na me jati bheda, pita naiva me naiva mata na janma, na bandhur na mitram, gurur naiva shishya, chidananda rupa shivo. Chidanand Rupa Shivoham Shivoham Aham Nirvikalpo Nirakar Rupo Vipurvyapya Sarvatra Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham Chidananda Rupa Shivoham
Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham Shivoham
Na me mrityu shanka Na me jati bheda Pita naiva me naiva mata na janma Na bandhur na mitram Guru naiva shishya
Shivoham Shivoham Sachidanandoham 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 Shivoham Shivoham
Shivratri, it is celebrated in many ways, but in 19 77, Sri Sai Baba had given this kind of a statement. Unfortunately, he says, the most auspicious festival of Shivratri, on account of not being able to understand the true significance, is misused by the people of the world. If by playing cards one can keep awake the whole night, can it amount to Jagat Arana? If one concentrates on the water in the tank so as to catch some fish, will such concentration lead one to liberation? If one gets heavily drunk, can it take the state of super consciousness? If one gets angry with his wife and does not partake food, can it be called upavasa or fasting? However, the youth of today watch 3 cinemas or 4 cinemas thinking it is just enough to keep awake the whole night in whatever way and misuse the opportunity. All these are not sacred means at all. If the same money one would have spent on 3 or 4 cinemas would use for 3 or 4 beggars starving on account of hunger, how much merit would he get? How much peace of mind one would get? What a noble task to have accomplished. Thus, we must participate in such noble endeavors and to the extent possible. Spiritual aspirants must engage in the service of the nation, service of the humanity, service to society, service to the individual, and consider all this service to be only to the Lord. And this is Sai Baba's idea of how important it is to concentrate on your mind, to be dedicated to the Lord, than to have a good time and keep awake all through Shivratri and said, I did a Shivratri fast or a Shivratri night alerts, but the concentration. Let me now bring you this song. This is a very popular song that was in 1974 movie, but it is on Lord Shiva.
दो दिल मिलते हैं
इनके दो के चार मुझको तो दिखते हैं
ऐसा ही होता है जब दो दिल मिलते हैं
सर पे जमीन पाके नीचे
रब दे रब दे जय जय शिव शंकर पता लगे न कंकर ये प्याला तेरे नाम का पिया
हमारे राजा बड़े
मुझको सोने दो,
मस्ती में जो चाहे हो जाए होने दो।
तत्त्वमस्यादिलक्ष्यम् एकं नित्यं विमलमचलं सर्वदीसाक्षिभूतं भावातीतं त्रिगुणरहितं सद्गुरुं तं नमामि। कर्पूरगौरं करुणावतारं संसारसारं भुजगेन्द्रहारं सदा वसन्तं हृदयारविन्दे भवं भवानी सहितं नमामि।
जय गणेश गिरिजा सुवन मंगल मूल सुजान कहत अयोध्या दास तुम देव अभय वरदान।
तुम्हार विदित संसार
पुरासुर सन युद्ध मचाई सब ही कृपा कर लीन बचाई किया तप ही भागीरथ भारी पूर्व प्रतिज्ञाता सुपुरारी दानी नमः तुम सम को नाही सेवक स्तुति करत सदाही वेदना
fundamental law of life. To recognize it, we must understand where life comes from and where it is heading. We must look beyond people's immediate goal to what they aim finally to accomplish in their lives. We must consider life's ultimate destiny, in other words, its highest potential for development. Life as seen through the eyes of worldly people seems infinitely complex. Mankind is driven by countless desires and seeks their fulfillment in innumerable ways. Certain fundamental drives there are, however, that are universal to mankind and to the creatures everywhere. Charles Darwin identified the first of these drives. Life, he had declared, is a ceaseless struggle for survival. His statement, however, is incomplete. Survival is one of the life's fundamental instincts, certainly, but Survival for what? Survival in a state of coma? Surely not. Consciousness too is a need universally felt. Living creatures not only want to exist, they want to be conscious of their existence. A third drive must be added, without which even perpetual conscious existence could be incomplete. For if a creature experiences too much suffering for too long, may it not prefer death to continued consciousness or existence? Living beings want to be conscious of their existence, but they also want consciousness consciously to enjoy the existence. The fundamental instinct of life then may be summed up thus as a desire for continued conscious existence in a state of perpetual enjoyment. For continued existence, we must substitute the word immortality. Thus do all beings reveal their divine nature, for this is what God is, ever existing, ever conscious, and ever new, blissful Satchidanand, as Swami Shankaracharya defined him many centuries ago. God may be defined in countless ways as infinite light, power, wisdom, and so forth. The most meaningful definition of all, however, is in terms of life's most fundamental drives, is Satchidanand.
यासा पद्मासनस्था विपुलकटितटी पद्मपत्रायताक्षी गंभीरावर्तनाभिस्तनभरनमिता शुभ्रवस्त्रोत्तरीया या लक्ष्मीर् दिव्यरूपैर्मणिगणखचितैः स्नापिता हेमकुंभै सानित्यं पद्महस्ता मम वसतु गृहे सर्वमंगल्ययुक्ता श्री सुक्तम् ओम हिरण्यवर्णां हरिणीं सुवर्ण रजतस्रजां चंद्रां हिरण्मयीं लक्ष्मीं जातवेदो मावह ताम्मा आवह जातवेदो लक्ष्मी मनपगामिनी यस्यां हिरण्यं विन्देयं गामश्वं पुरुषानहं अश्वपूर्वां रथमध्यां हस्तिनादप्रमोदिनीं श्रियं देवीमुपह्वये श्रीर्मा देवी जुषतां कांसोऽस्मितां हिरण्यप्राकारा मार्द्रां ज्वलन्तीं तृप्तां तर्पयन्तीं पद्मे स्थितां पद्मवर्णां तामिहोपह्वये श्रियं चन्द्रां प्रभासां यशसा ज्वलन्तीं श्रियं लोके देवजुष्टामुदारां तां पद्मनीमीं शरणमहं प्रपद्ये अलक्ष्मीर्मे नश्यतां त्वां वृणे आदित्यवर्णे तपसोधिजातो वनस्पतिस्तव
वृक्षोथ विल्वः तस्य फलानि तपसानुदन्तु मायान्तरायाश्च बाह्याः अलक्ष्मी उपैतु मां देवसख कीर्तिश्च मणिना सह प्रादुर्भूतोऽस्मि राष्ट्रेऽस्मिन् कीर्ति वृद्धिं ददातु मे क्षुत्पिपासामलां ज्येष्ठा मलक्ष्मीं नाशयाम्यहम् अभूतिमसमृद्धिं च सर्वानिर्णुद मे गृहात् गन्धद्वारां दुरादर्शां नित्यपुष्टां करीषिणी ईश्वरीं सर्वभूतानां तामिहो पह्वये श्रियम् मनसः काममाकूतिं वाचः सत्यमशीमहि पशूनां रूपमन्नस्य मयि श्रीः श्रयतां यशः कर्दमेन प्रजाभूता मयि सम्भव कर्दम श्रियं वासय मे कुले मातरं पद्ममालिनी आपः सृजन्तु स्निग्धानि चिक्लीत वस मे गृहे निच देवीं मातरं श्रियं वासय मे कुले आर्द्रां पुष्करणीं पुष्टिं पिंगलां पद्ममालिनी चंद्रां हिरण्मयीं लक्ष्मीं जातवेदो मावह आर्द्रां यः करणीं यष्टिं सुवर्णां हेममालिनी सूर्यां हिरण्मयीं लक्ष्मीं जातवेदो मावह तम आवह जातवेदो लक्ष्मी मनपगामिनी यस्यां हिरण्यं प्रभूतं गावो दास्योश्वान् बिन्देयं पुरुषानहं यः शुचिः प्रयतो भूत्वा जुहुयादाज्यमन्वहम् सूक्तं पञ्चदशर्चं च श्रीकामः सततं जपेत् महालक्ष्म्यै च विद्महे विष्णुपत्न्यै च धीमहि तन्नो लक्ष्मी प्रचोदयात्
मत कर मोह तू मत कर मोह तू हरि भजन को मान ले हरि भजन को मान ले हरि भजन को मान ले हरि भजन मत कर मोह तू मत कर मोह तू हरि मदन को मान ले हरि मदन को मान ले हरि
हरि भजन गुमान ले नयन दिए दर्शन करने को नयन दिए दर्शन करने को नयन दिए दर्शन करने को श्रवण दिए सुन ज्ञान रे श्रवण दिए सुन ज्ञान रे हरे वदन दिया हरि गुण गाने को हाथ दिए कर दान रे हाथ दिए कर दान रे हरि भजन को मान रे हरि भजन को मान रे हरि भजन को
किया है शंभु बाबा मेरे तीनों लोक में तू ही तू मन में है कामना कुछ मैं और जानू ना जिंदगी भर करो तेरी आराधना सुख की पहचान दे तू मुझे ज्ञान दे प्रेम सबसे करो ऐसा वरदान दे तूने दिया बल निर्बल को अज्ञानी को ज्ञान दिया हे शंभु बाबा मेरे भोलेनाथ तीनों लोक में तू ही तू श्रद्धा सुमन मेरा मन बेल पत्री जीवन भी अर्पण कर दूं हे शंभु बाबा मेरे भोलेनाथ तीनों लोक में तू ही तू
कर तेरे मंदिर कभी ना आया। जहां जहां हो पूजा तेरी कभी ना शीश झुकाया। हे हरि हर मैं हार के आया अब क्या हार चढ़ाऊं। मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं। मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं। हे पावन परमेश्वर मेरे मन ही मन शर्माऊं। मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे।
This radio show is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in Hindu traditional way. Call 832-704-9273, 832-398-5410 or 832-365-0625, and we'll take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thank you to all artists, producers, and publishers for allowing your productions to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We will meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3, or log into tunein.com or download app on your smartphone, TuneIn Radio, and search for 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead by grace of the Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat, and the planet Earth. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
And it is a Mangalam time, Mangal of the whole universe.
शुभ मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल।